This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Okay. Where were you? Were you there?
I believe I was. Or was I just not feeding him, Alex? What's happening here? What's going on? We all set now? Everybody hears everybody?
What's going on here? Happy Friday, everybody.
What just happened?
Am I super loud?
Volume blew my head off.
Oh, no.
Oh, for once. I'm the loud guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Adorable.
Good one.
Oh, that's fun.
I've been wearing levels a little bit differently because of
cold.
The setup has been different this week.
You're cold, but I'm
I know it's tough. I mean, we're constantly making adjustments, but it's all part of the game. And this is a little game we play here every day called the Sarah and Vinny Show. It's a lot of fun. Only losers.
About my volume.
Yes.
Yesterday we had a big meeting and I was like, I'll go outside so nobody in the family has to hear this. And then Christina goes, oh, well, that was nice of you, but so the whole neighborhood heard you? And I went, well, I didn't talk, so it's okay.
Oh, do you feel like you didn't talk? That's interesting.
Luckily, I didn't say anything, so it was fine. Worked out.
Yeah, so I feel like I really didn't say anything either. So
I feel like I said the most.
Yeah, I think Bryn did do the most talking, which is great. So
good job,
Bryn. Didn't hear that.
Way to lead. You're a great leader. This morning, I have a routine with my pup, Rippleita.
Yeah.
And on days when we work from home, she knows that she can get fed because it's close enough to her morning breakfast that I'll feed her. She comes down, and I feed her, and I, you know, give her some pets and some, you know, hugs.
Love her right up, yeah.
And then all right, go back to mama. And she runs back upstairs, and then...
Oh, does she? She's such a good girl.
Yeah, she's good. And so she goes back up to the bedroom I used to share with mama.
To the other
she
bedroom.
She now owns, yeah. And anyway, she comes back down and she's kind of walking slow. And I just had gotten my coffee and I'm sort of getting ready to get into whatever. And
yeah.
And then she boots the whole breakfast right there on the. Luckily, it was the wood floor, which I was all good girl, good girl. Because
that's where you want the dog to barf, is on the wood floor.
Oh my God.
Not on the carpeting. What a good girl.
It would have been. It was the whole thing. It was, anyway, it was just
did
one
she
of those.
Just scarf it too fast? What the hell happened? Why do these animals, why do they boot so easy? They're not even sick. They're just like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Can you just slow down? You know you're going to
maybe they are sick. Maybe she is feeling
she
might,
she may have eaten something bad. Who knows? You know, dogs.
Maybe she got what I have.
Maybe.
Okay.
Both of my kids have been sick since January. on and off. They're in and out of it, just like, but the whole time. Anyway, it was just one of those, oh, Friday. All right. Well, and then I went on the bright side, wood floor.
Yes.
I was able to take, you know, those paper bags that pile up in your house. Scoop. Almost took the whole thing right up in one.
Oh, that's great. Skilled.
You know, that is one nice thing about animal vomit is that it's sometimes it's on the solid side. So even because my cats, they never barf on the hardwood floor. Never. It's like they go to the most patterned rug. And like I have a lot of, you know, just what are they called? Like a Persian carpet looking things. You know, they have a pattern on them. And, expensive one. Just like, I don't know, you know, they've got a pattern on them. And so they find the place that's like matched, that they can camouflage their vomit in there so that, you know, I can have the experience the joy of bare feet on a carpet. And
Awesome. Yeah.
It's so great. But generally speaking, it's not super wet. Like, I guess the pet food is kind of absorbent. So, yay.
Anyway, yes, I that was my start. But I'm feeling pretty good, you know, good day. It's going to rain tonight. So be ready for that. But otherwise, it's the weekend, everyone. Let's get the out of here.
Let's do it. Let's just
It's been a week.
It has been. It's been a couple of weeks.
Bye.
Agreed. Bye is right, Maria.
You know, I can't remember when you brought up that, because you guys are going to go to Hawaii and you've got, you know, a big plan coming up in a couple of weeks here. And I really am so glad that we have that coming up. Like, I don't know that if you hadn't asked for it, anybody would have planned anything. And now I'm like, that it feels like the right time for a little break.
Pressure release.
Yes. Just that little bit of, just a week off from thinking about stuff. So anyway, everybody has their challenges. Everybody's just trying,
trying
to get to the weekend.
Yesterday, because I knew we had this yet another Zoom. Zoom, it's not your fault, but
it's not.
Thanks a lot for all your meetings from home all the time. Anyway,
I thought it was a productive meeting at least.
Oh, I thought it was. Went well. Yes, it was all good. But I definitely was like, okay, I really should get a surf in before I go to the meeting, and then after my surf, I looked for some sea glass for my little collection.
Oh,
I try to get a little piece. Most
like
surfs.
You try to bring it home to the girls or something. What
I do, I have a jar. I put it in. Yeah, I
don't. Oh, that's very sweet.
Someday
they'll
get like a big jar. It's not a big jar now, but someday.
Well, I'm going to keep my eyes peeled for it too. Then maybe I can contribute. I would love to contribute to your sea glass collection.
It's a very strange little hobby, but it's not a big deal.
It's nice.
I do it on the walk back to the car.
You're on the beach every day.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well, right? You see it, gather it.
I got a little bit of sea glass, and then I cleaned myself up, and then, I paced in the backyard while we all talked. It was great.
Yeah, at first you seemed really relaxed and just sitting in a chair, and I'm like, oh, he's moving around.
Yeah.
He is. He's walking up.
The world is spinning.
Yeah. Oh, you guys noticed that, huh?
Oh, yeah, that was great. I enjoyed it, though. I like that. I get to, you know, got a good look at your backyard.
I dug a hole in the back. Yeah, there's no more grass, but it's cool.
You paste it all away. It's like, look how nice his house looks. That's lovely.
Meetings. Yay.
Oh, look, I can always go for a meeting where decisions are made and things are resolved. Like, I think that's great. I think it's great. My kind of meeting. Meetings that, you know, that's a meeting that mattered.
Purpose.
Yeah, with a purpose.
Love it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the long and short of everything is we made it to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's whether you have the busiest weekend of all time or you're like, aiming for no shower this weekend, whichever one, we plan to give you a good send-off into that weekend. We're going to have a good show today.
That no shower weekend really, it just baffles me.
Well,
I mean, only a girl can pull that off.
Not true. I'm right there with her. I'm right there with her. If I could, I would. And sometimes I do, yeah.
It really comes down to how dirty I get. If like
how
actually,
much you work?
This
how much
weekend,
work?
I do plan to do some gardening that will require a shower afterward. It just will. You're sweaty, you're dirty, your knees are dirty, everything's dirty, your fingernails are dry. I have a fingernail scrubbing brush, like real stiff bristles that I use in the shower. So I go in there, I just get all, and then I use this soap on my arms. John got it for me, and it's like because I get rashes from I don't know, like an allergy. I don't know what's in my yard, but every year right around this time I get these rashes, and it's like a scrubby soap, and it scrubs all the allergens away. I guess
like oatmeal,
like that, but I think it's specifically for. I really don't know. He puts it in there and I just go, oh, thanks. You know, it's nice. He's like, you got to use this on your legs down low by your ankles. Where are you getting it on your arms? I'm like, you are the best. His love language is acts of service.
Nice.
Yeah. Towards me. I think, you know, I think dudes want to be touched. I think, I don't know, maybe it's like a how they show love and how they want to receive love. Unfortunately for him, my love languages. I'm going to completely
don't touch me. I won't touch you.
For granted, right? Exactly. You know, I don't know what all the types are, but I definitely don't have one of the regular types where it's like, yeah, let's do something loving. I don't have that.
I'm definitely not a guy that is the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Get out of here. I'll make my own food. You know the way to my heart.
Is food one of the love languages?
Not for me. Maybe it is for others.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's your saying or someone else came up with that. It's kind of janky, so probably not yours.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Way to a man's heart is through his stomach? Yeah, that's definitely not my thing. That's, you know, I think my mom actually made that one up. With, you know, the Clarks, long history.
Gentry.
Making up all this stuff. Are you kidding me? Gentry loves to eat. Gentry loves it. In fact, he's looking... I'm psyched for him, actually. You know how, like, a lot of people, they get older and they start looking kind of frail and stuff? Not my dad. Mm. He is just like, give me some more food. I'm like, all right, nice. Look at you. Go for it. You know?
Good for him.
Your super modeling days are over, so just relax and have some pie, Dad. It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Whatever, you know? Eat whatever you want. I actually really look forward to being in my 80s and being like, yeah, I'll eat that. Without thinking twice about it or having any guilt. Oh, that'll be great.
You look forward to your 80s?
Look, I'm trying to look forward to all the days of my life that I may or may not have left. You know, just wouldn't
that
be
nice? I'd like to be there, but I don't look forward to it. These are the days right now.
All the days are right. Today is the day. Today. I do like to have stuff to look forward to, though. So, you know, when I'm beating myself up about that extra slice of pizza I ate, I'm like, well, someday I'm just going to get 5 pizzas and eat them all. And no one's going to stop me. I'm just going to eat them.
5 pizzas.
Whatever. I want one slice of each of the flavors. I like to mix it up. I get flavor fatigue. Although, really, I can just go, give me a cheese pizza and some crispy sea salt. And I am so, and a little salad. We could put salad on top of that. God, that's good. It's good times. John's been making one of our meals lately is he does, you know, those just, what's it called? Spring mix, like baby leaf lettuce mix thing. Mm-hmm. He does that with lemon juice and a little bit of olive oil and salt. And then he does a little piece of salmon, a sliced hard boiled egg, and a half an avocado in chunks. Oh, and pistachios on it. And we have that. Whatever the protein is, besides the egg, I guess the egg is protein too. But we had that last night, and it's just like, it feels like such clean eating. It's just really, it's nice. And there's a lot, you know, it takes a long time to eat, so that's a good thing. And it's nice.
That's what I hate about the salads, you know?
What, that they take a long time?
Yeah, it's like, you're doing so much work, and then I'm like, I'm still hungry. Like, give me, like, some potatoes and steak.
Or fill up with bread. Bread will do it, you know?
Yeah, I guess bread, too. Yeah, that'll work.
Bread does it.
Oh, no. Dad bod's coming back. Here we go.
It's on its way, yeah.
No way. Are you kidding me? He's a martial arts instructor.
Not this week. I mean, I haven't been taking showers, that's for sure.
Because
I'm not doing anything.
Stinky.
Oh,
just sitting around
I'm one of those.
Gotta rinse the germs off of your disgusting body.
For your life.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting. I'm not like sweating or anything. Oh. There's nothing to do.
Yeah.
You know, except sit here and go, oh.
I know, the moaning. Oh. Just like when you find yourself just like every out-breath is like,
Yeah, I'm doing that. That's like genuine right there, that moaning going right there. Just to,
yeah. Well, you've got a man cold. I mean, of course you're moaning. That's what men do.
Crying out loud.
I'm broadcasting it right now. Here we go. Good morning, Friday.
It's a man cold.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. I feel like I'm towards the end of it, though.
Oh, good. Did you turn a corner? Because I'm telling you, Wednesday I was like, oh, he is sicker than ever. And he still had DayQuil at that point.
Yeah. And then Thursday, I was out of DayQuil. I was like, you know, at the very bottom of the jug.
You
I
can't know,
like,
get anybody it. In that fam. You got a big family, dude. No one will run for you. That's ridiculous.
It's like, send Cameron, give Cameron $10 and send her to the store.
With a note.
No, I mean, I'm just hoping
NyQuil
not need
for
it.
My daddy, please.
I can't keep, I feel like
you're trying
you know,
to pull off, I see.
Well, you know, I feel like I consumed a lot of it, you know?
That's
and what's
okay.
funny is, like, Cameron and Anita, they were sick first, and I was like, man, my immune system is like, I'm beasting over here. Mm-hmm. I'm strong, mm-hmm. you know? And then a couple weeks later.
You can never say that to yourself. That's the downfall.
It's exactly what Vinny's talking about. It's that cold that, like, just persists and goes for a month or whatever. I don't know. It didn't go away
from them. It moves in.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It gives you a real appreciation for being healthy. Like, that's, you know, you don't even think about it, your health, until you start to feel that tickle or you're in the middle of a cold and you just give anything just to feel normal again.
Before we had kids, we had so many conversations, and I truly did nail most of the things that were going to happen to us.
To you and your wife?
Yeah. Okay. I never knew that sick was going to become this thing that you'll just be for years and years. Like, I had no idea about the colds. I knew about the sacrifices and the things where you want to go run and you can't, and I want to go surf, and like all this stuff we talked about, and the worries, and there's so
you
much.
You want to use latex gloves, but then you just don't, and go ahead and just touch the poop.
That all goes out the window,
poop,
right?
Man, touch the poop.
Anyway,
it's your own kid. You won't even care.
Well, and you also don't have time to play damn games with your germ problems. Are you kidding?
Look at him hugging himself. Oh, Vinny. Poor Vinny. It's hard for a germaphobe. It really is.
You just have to get over it. That's all. But I'm saying, though, the cold thing, I just didn't know that once they get out into the real world, they're sick for the rest of the... No one knows this because you don't remember it. You're sick basically for the first 3 to 5 years of your life.
You catch everything. You don't have any defenses against
it. In elementary school, I feel like it's that too. But I don't know if it's going to vary between kids because my kids are always saying, Huggy, Huggy. She wants to hug and like to hold hands with everybody. I'm like, dude, keep your hands to yourself.
No,
yeah,
they all do that.
And maybe some don't. I'm sure some don't. And maybe they don't get as sick is what my curiosity is. You know what I mean? Like, she's always grabbing somebody's
everybody's
hand, all up on their, like, just touching people.
You know what it is, though? It wouldn't matter if they were hugging or not because they're freaking touching everything.
Everything.
Like, they're just gross. Their hands are gross. Their faces are gross. They wipe their sleeves are gross. Everything's gross. And then they're walking around like, you know, playing with this thing over here, and then they're touching the paper here, and they're using this pencil. Oh, you need a pencil? Here you go. And it could take my germs too. And touching the doorknobs, and it's inescapable.
Yeah, I forget sometimes, like, they do that. And then she comes up to me with a grape and was like, here, daddy. And I'm like, you know, it's cute.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll eat the grape. But I'm like, oh, man, that hand's been God knows where.
Hand, she probably licked it, too. I'm like, this one's not that good. Or I've had enough.
Yeah, this one's daddy. I stored it in my mouth for a while. Well, why is this grape warm? Well, I had it in my mouth just for a while. Just priming it for you. All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco for Friday. See you after this.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.